Cafetín de Buenos Aires. A journey of conversations and music through the world of Argentine tango. And welcome, welcome to this last episode in this season, in season three of Cafetín de Buenos Aires on Campus 103.7. It's been a pleasure for me, for Karen Mikhailov-Schwirup, as always, to welcome you and to host you in these seasons. We just have a quick look back on season three, where we've had a number of interviews in milongas and in events in Malta, but also abroad. Quite a few guests in the studio and also giving us interviews from outside the studio. And of course, all our music and all the tango stars that we have talked about and played during the course of this third season. We can't forget, of course, Roberto Goyeneche, Ada Falcón, music from all over the world that and all over history and time that relates to the world of Argentine tango and international tango. So it's been a pure pleasure as always, and we are now at the last episode of this season. We have just at the time when this program is being aired, we have just passed Christmas. So I can now give you the best wishes for the new year and the rest of the holidays and the festivities. And indeed, I also want to remind you before starting off with this special last program that all the episodes of this season, but also of seasons one and two, can be found on the Campus 103.7 website. Straight into the Campus 103.7 page, below the play logo, you can find the on-demand logo, and in on-demand, where the page takes you to world culture programs, that's where you can find, in alphabetical order, you can find Cafetín de Buenos Aires. And there will be soon all the episodes of season three will be uploaded. There are already a great, great number of them. So this is program 13. You can already find a good number of the programs. And of course, the programs of seasons one and season two. So a lovely collection of tango programs for every tango lover in Malta and obviously to our foreign listeners as well. And I encourage you to keep also following the Cafetín on Campus page on Facebook and my page on Instagram, where we always keep you updated with what's happening with the program and also what's happening in the tango world. Great, so that's been my introduction to this episode, to the 13th episode of this season. But we're not only looking backwards this program, we're also looking forwards. And also because in Argentina, besides Christmas and New Year, of course, it's a different season completely. In Argentina, being in South America, they are in the middle of summer, which can go to very, very hot temperatures in Buenos Aires. The tango season is still in full swing. But another thing is that just after Christmas, in Argentina, as in most of South America, notably Brazil, another festivity starts being planned, and that is Carnival. In South America, Carnival is a huge celebration. Of course, we know of Brazil, we know of the big parades in Rio de Janeiro, but even in other countries, Uruguay, Argentina, the carnival season begins, the preparations for the carnival season begin immediately after Christmas is done and dusted. And Carnival season comes with many, many, many social occasions, parties, dances, music concerts, all the way until obviously the beginning of Lent, which is in spring. In tango, it is curious when I was researching tangos that have to do with the idea of carnival, of festivities, there are a large number of tango songs, tango dances that relate to or inspire themselves from the theme of carnival. Indeed, most of the most important orchestras in Argentina in the golden years of tango had started out working in cinemas to give the sound to silent films, but also mainly live in carnival parties. They were all very wanted, very desired as providing the music to these carnival balls. And to start off, because now I've been giving you all this introduction, but it would be good to get a glimpse, get a taste of what this tango carnival link is. Let's start off with a very famous, one of the first tango songs to really put carnival at the center, which is Siempre's Carnaval by Fresedo, which is a song about carnival, but also we will see later where this carnival takes us. Remember, it is hot in South America in this season, so it's not like us in Europe, where carnival is all covered costumes and maybe big masks, and it's a colder season, but it's actually the heights of summer. And therefore, people are on their best. It's partying till dawn. And obviously, stories also happen. So we'll see why this carnival is not simply just fun on the surface, or maybe something for children, but there are also other emotions playing. So let's start off first with Siempre's Carnaval by Fresedo, and we'll explain a bit later.
Serpentinas, unas gruesas, otras finas, que nos hacen tambalear. Y cuando en tu disfraz la careta queda ausente, en tu cara de inocente, todo el año es carnaval. Y vive el carnaval. Vos ves siempre lucecita, sol eterna mascarita, que gozas con engaña. y cuando en tu disfraz la careta queda ausente en tu cara de inocente, todo el año es carnaval.
Back in the studio after that first taster of Carnival, Siempre es Carnaval by Fresedo. For those of you joining us now, we are in the last program of season 3 of Cafetín de Buenos Aires. It is just past Christmas, we're looking forward to New Year, we're in the colder, let's say, region of Europe, but in Argentina and in South America, it is the height of summer. I mean, I can remember Buenos Aires doing classes of tango with 39 degrees of heat outside. Okay, thankfully air conditioned, but still running from one milonga to another is quite a feat. So the season of Christmas in Argentina is actually summer, and therefore they are ready to party even after Christmas is over, and immediately they start working on Carnival, because that is their big time for parties and for tango events. That would be around February, maybe beginning March, right? Just in spring. So we started off with Siempre es Carnaval. So that's by Fresedo. Very, very light-hearted song when you listen to it. Very nice light notes. The dancing to it is quite gay and lively. But the lyrics, and this is something we'll see throughout, the lyrics tend to hide something else. As always with tango, it is not always on the surface. What you see on the surface is not always what it is. Also, because there's this Italian background to a lot of the tangos, and there is a lot of this emotional and maybe a sense of nostalgia, but also sense of personal longings and other feelings. So the tone of Siempre es Carnaval, while being very light, is actually about deception and masks and an everlasting carnival. Siempre es Carnaval. It is always carnival. Meaning that some people can never be serious. Some people can never be trusted, actually, because it is always carnival. They are always wearing a mask, and they are always pretending to be something that they are really not. He says, in fact, viva el carnaval, vos ves siempre lucecitas. You always see the fairy lights. So es la eterna mascarita. There's the eternal masquerade going on, que gozas con engañar. So that's the last line. There is a bit of a trick, because he's saying, because you revel in trickery, you enjoy tricking people. So the fun of carnival comes with this slight sting at the end. In fact, reading through the lyrics of the carnival, you can see, of Siempre es Carnaval, you can see that there is this sarcastic tone where the singer is actually describing the dishonesty of a never-ending carnival. So see, the Argentinians tend, or let's say the migrants, because this is in the 20s, the migrants to Argentina had already this sense that never-ending revelry, that only partying actually hides something else. But let's go on with this journey through carnival, through the carnival season of South America, which again, as we said, it's summer. They're preparing for their parties, And we have a few more songs for you. Annibal Troilo, the great orchestra conductor, one of the great four in tango, also had a whole album dedicated to Carnaval, which is what carnival is in Spanish, as it is said in Argentina. So a whole album dedicated to that. And obviously every year they would actually come out with an album for the next carnival, which meant for the season. So from Christmas to spring, people would be dancing to the new albums for the next for carnival. The songs were super danceable, immensely easy on the ear. But as we said, we have to look out for these lyrics that are slightly particular behind that. Let's go on to listen indeed to the great Carlos Gardel, because even he was obviously part of this big song-making machine, and the carnival was as well one of his forte, because it was one of the events where he would definitely be invited everywhere and where he would be singing the latest songs. And this is Carnaval.
Habré cambiado que vos ni me mirás y sin decirme ni adiós la vas a enterar. No te apresures, mientras pague el auto tu bacán, yo te diré dónde vas con mantón de Manila, dónde vas con tan lindo disfraz, nada menos que a un baile lujoso donde cuesta la entrada un platán. ¡Qué progresos has hecho, pebeta! Te cambiaste por ser el percal. Disfrazada de rica esta papa, lo mejor que yo vi en carnaval. La vida rueda, también rodaste vos. Yo soy el mismo que ayer era tu amor. Muy poca cosa, un buen muchacho, menos plata que ilusión. Y aquí en la puerta cansado de vagar, las mascaritas al baile miro entrar, vos entrarás también, y la bienvenida media voz yo te diré. Divertite gentil colombina, con tu celo y plato tu arlequín, comprador del cariño y la risa, con su bolsa que no tiene fin. Coquetea con tu traje de rica, que no pudo ofrecerte Pierrot, que el disfraz solo dura una noche, pues lo queman los rayos del sol.
And that was Carlos Gardel singing his own composition. That was his own composition, Carnaval, quite old, as you could hear, with guitars and even the sound quality, obviously. But we're lucky to have, obviously, work by Carlos Gardel, especially when they are his own songs. We're going into the lyrics in this last program of the season of Cafetín de Buenos Aires, where it's been such a pleasure to hear all this music, to play this music for you, and even to explain the lyrics, because as we know, tango is not only about the notes and the music. So what was Carlos Gardel saying here? So he's saying basically, have fun, young Colombina. You know, Colombina is one of the characters in the Italian carnival, so she's the girl. Con tu serio y platudo arlequín, so have fun with your very serious and quiet Harlequin. That's another character, Arlequin here, who buys you many nice things and who buys your laughter with his with his purse that has no end. So he's there already turning into the sarcasm that underlines this carnival, the carnival lyrics of tango. He continues to say, Colombina, you are coquettish with your very, very beautiful costume, that Pierrot, the other character, the sad character of the Italian and the French carnival, yes, the one with the tear on his face, that Pierrot could not buy you because he could not afford to buy you the costume, and that you will only enjoy for one night. So you threw away Pierrot for Arlequin because he could afford you a costume of carnival. And you will only enjoy it for one night until it's burnt by the rays of the sun in the morning. So quite a philosophical thinking by Carlos Gardel, himself a very, very successful tango singer and composer. So he still thought this about carnival. Moving on from Carlos Gardel, we go to another contemporary of his, a colleague of his who did the great Nights of Paris tango. We remember Gardel, Pizarro and Francisco Canaro were lighting up Paris in the 1920s, beginnings of the 30s with their tango. And indeed, this is Francisco Canaro, our bad old friend of this season. Great music, great composer. Maybe nastier stories with resulting in Ada Falcón giving her back to the whole world. But that's another story, as we say in tango. So this is his Carnaval. From that classic by Francisco Canaro, great compositions there. We go to another song, another angle of of carnival, and this time it's the local carnival. So, as we were saying here in the studio, yes, a city would have its little localities, even in Malta and Valletta, for instance. Although small, it still has its little localities with a different character. And in fact, in Argentina, in Spanish, it's called the barrio, your quarter. And this is Carnaval de mi barrio, written in 1938. The music and letters by, and the letra, the lyrics, is by Luis Rubinstein, very well-known composer and lyricist. It is a very popular song in milongas. And it has also, it has been recorded by several orchestras, even sung by people like Mercedes Simon. And this version we have today is by Edgardo Donato's orchestra.
Ternura extraña me invade el corazón. Parece que las horas corriesen más deprisa y que del mismo barro brotase una canción. La murga de purretes desafinando un tango machucan los oídos con destemplada voz. Gorriones de mi barrio que vuelcan en el fango puñados de alegría que les regala Dios. Carnaval de mi barrio,
carnaval de mi barrio,
donde todo es amor,
donde todo es amor,
cascabeles de risa,
cascabeles de risa,
matizando el dolor,
matizando el dolor.
Carnaval de mi barrio, pedacito de sol, con nostalgia de luna y canción de faro.
Tuned in to Cafetín de Buenos Aires, a journey through tango on Campus 103.7. And we're back in the studio with this, our last episode for this season, and also the last episode for the year of Cafetín de Buenos Aires. Christmas has passed at the time of airing. We are looking forward to New Year festivities. And I'm speaking about Carnival in this program because it is the next big thing in the Argentine tango calendar, and everyone's already starting to prepare for it. But since I mentioned the New Year, it would be good here, of course, to give you some news, some updates about the tango world. And as we know, New Year's Eve is a big event everywhere. Tango events also are organized. Normally, 99%, they'll be smaller or local tango events, meaning that the usual attendees will go to their normal, regular milonga with a special party or with special DJs, maybe some food, etc. So it will be more of a party than a normal milonga. But unless you are traveling away than usually people stay with their usual tango friends, let's say. In Malta, at the time of recording, Numero Dos is organizing a New Year's Eve milonga with, again, as I said, special DJs and a party atmosphere with something going on, obviously a surprise going on at the hour of midnight on New Year. But of course, anybody traveling, there are New Year's Eve events in Sicily, in Italy, even as far away as Budapest, in America. I know of one in Washington, D.C. So everybody who has their own little tango space, tango school, will be organizing for those of their milongueros who are not, of course, traveling to meet family or holidays in the New Year's Eve. So watch out, look out in Facebook for any remaining spaces in these tango events, such as the pages, of course, on Facebook. At least I can see these tango news from Malta, obviously, which tells you everything about that. The Malta Argentine Tango Association page as well, and also Tango Europe, for instance. Again, some of these events also have other sister events in spring and later on, so they're already advertising. So enjoy enjoy your tango event for New Year's Eve. The next song we are putting out for you related to carnival, because we are in this festive mode and tango and carnival have always been together since the very beginning, goes to a serious artist now, Carlos Di Sarli. Even he wrote about carnival, because obviously it was the great event. And this is Otra Vez Carnaval, so carnival another time, carnival again.
Llevaba la noche y el amor en la boca, carnaval en su coche, la paseaba triunfar. Serpentina de mágico vuelo fue su amor de una noche, serpentina que luego arrastró mi dolor. Enredada en las ruedas de un coche, cuando el corso en la sombra quedó. Otra vez carnaval, en tu noche mecita, la misma bonita y audaz mascarita. Otra vez carnaval, otra vez como hacer sus locos amores. Le vuelvo a creer y acaso la llore mañana otra vez. Otra vez carnaval, otra vez como hacer sus locos amores. Le vuelvo a creer y acaso la llore mañana otra vez.
And that was the music of Carlos Di Sarli. We could not, of course, miss him and his beautiful Otra Vez Carnaval. As we said, the carnival has various facets in Argentina, and one of those is the fact that the sarcasm or the realism, let's say, goes on across society. There is an expression in Argentina, which actually we have also, we have in Maltese as well. It is todo el año es carnaval, which means it's carnival the year round. We also say it must be a very Mediterranean expression. And it actually means that in a sort of negative way, that if everybody is wearing a mask or lying or not actually doing anything serious all year round. So it's a bit of a critique of society or a critique of management or a critique of anything around that that carnival is all year round. Why do we have to celebrate it for a few weeks or more, as in the case of South America, when it is all around us all year round? So with that maybe sarcastic but realist note, there is also a tango, which is called Todo el Año es Carnaval. And that's what it's talking about, the fact that even after Carnival ends, it is the same story and nothing ever is quite right. The music is Julio De Caro with the lyrics of Dante Liniera, and this is Todo el Año es Carnaval. Back in the studio after Todo el Año es Carnaval, we had a very lively discussion about the meaning behind this tango and the expression that carnival is all year round. As we know, in the south of the world, this is only too true. Going back from Carnival, since we are in festive season, we're waiting for New Year at the airing of this program. But in, as we said, in Argentina, the season of the Carnival balls will start being planned now, and it's the next big thing. And there are so many tangos about it that we're feeling festive here and in a mood of festivities. Here I would like also to thank the staff, the management of Campus 103.7 for hosting this third season of Cafetín de Buenos Aires. And we've always had a great time and a great season as the others. Let's still talk about Carnival. We have some more songs to play. Let's go back into a bit of a serious, more serious mood. Cascabelito. This is a very sweet tango. This version is of Osvaldo Pugliese, so it cannot be anything but amazing. Cascabelito is also related to Carnival. Why? Because Cascabelito, as the singer will repeat in the song, is also a kind of Carnival mask. It's a Carnival costume with a mask, and is usually worn by boys or young ladies. And in the lyrics, these lyrics are somewhat more moody than what we've heard so far for Carnival. So less sarcastic, but more maybe emotional for a love and for someone who is wearing a mask and going out to have fun. But in reality, there is maybe sadness or some other issue, some other emotional issue behind the mask. So the Cascabelito is the character of the costume, slightly sad, and also saying that youth, love lost in Carnival can even be more painful because everybody around you is singing and laughing and you are not really in that mood. But the mask is covering your emotions. So let's listen to Cascabelito, and this is Osvaldo Pugliese from the album Ausencia.
Alegría, volvamos a darnos cita, misteriosa mascarita de aquel loco carnaval. ¿Dónde estás, Cascabelito, mascarita pispireta, tan bonita y tan coqueta, con tu risa de cristal? Cascabel, Cascabelito, ríe, ríe y no llores, que tu risa juvenil tenga perfume de tus amores. Cascabel, Cascabelito, ríe, no tengas cuidado, que aunque no te llevo en mi corazón. Mascarita misteriosa, por tener mi alma suspensa, me ofreciste en recompensa tu boca como un clavel. Cascabel, Cascabelito, ríe, ríe y no llores, que tu risa juvenil tenga perfume de tus amores. Cascabel,
cascabelito, ríe, no tengas cuidado, que aunque no estoy a tu lado, te llevo en mi corazón.
And that was a wonderful version of Cascabelito there with the orchestra of Osvaldo Pugliese. It is a very popular song in milongas, but at first glance you wouldn't associate it with festivities, with festivals and partying as you would usually associate things of carnival, but that is the beauty of tango. That album of Osvaldo Pugliese was actually called Ausencia. And here, since we're at the last program of the year, I'd like to also mention stage production, Los Besos y la Ausencia, Kisses and Absence, set up by the friend of Cafetín de Buenos Aires, Cecilia Bonardi, who is a part of the Flores Negras Four Voices in Tango Ensemble from Buenos Aires. She, this year, she indeed toured Buenos Aires, and she might be touring the rest of maybe Europe next year and in 2026 with this stage production. It is a one-woman show. She has used music and songs and then her own material to investigate, to have a voyage through the life and the emotions of a woman. So that's why it is called From Kisses to Absence. And it has played in Buenos Aires, in the theater in Buenos Aires, two very good reviews all around the year. We wish all the best to our friend Cecilia Bonardi for next year. And back to our topic of today, of this last program. We are looking forward to festivities of carnival in tango, especially in Argentina. We're going through this history of this strong link that tango and the carnival have, because, as we know, most of the new tangos also were debuted, let's say, by the orchestras in these huge carnival balls. And it's still the case that in the hot summer of South America, you have, of course, the need to have these festivities. And a next song we'll hear, I have to admit, this was new for me. I hadn't danced to it before, let's say. This is the orchestra of Juan Carlos Cáceres from the album Toca Tango, and this is Ese Carnaval, This Carnival.
Llegamos al barrio, ese carnaval. Desde el mar se oye un ritmo infernal, el son del candombe que el viento nos trae. Y a la ciudad vieja fuimos a parar. Febrero se anuncia con todo el sabor, las noches son tibias, se siente el olor, el calor del fuego calentando el tambor. El ritmo se instala, revive Shango. Sol, luz, gente por las calles, ritmo que encadena como un llanto, que en un solo sentimiento une el pueblo a sus raíces. Negros y con blanco mitorados y también asimilados, vienen todos a vivir. La murga ya cantan versos sin igual, los negros desfilan, el candombe ya está, Cordón Sur y Palermo ya están repicando, La gente delira, vamos a gozar. Porteño, brazuca, franchote de acá, todos van contentos en esa ciudad. Y es en Montevideo que el candombe vive, todos son hermanos en esta ciudad. Sol, luz, gente por las calles, ritmo que encadena como un llanto, que en un solo sentimiento une el pueblo a sus raíces. Negros y con blanco mitorados y también asimilados, vienen todos a vivir. Porteño, brazucas, franchote de acá, todos van contentos en esa ciudad. Y es en Montevideo que el candombe vive, todos son hermanos en esa ciudad. Y es en Montevideo que el candombe vive, todos son hermanos en esta ciudad.
And as you see, we've gone now into the modern tango world, or with Ese Carnaval by Cáceres, their very, very lively song, and also giving us different feel there of carnival, which is actually the roots, and the roots of the candombe, which we have tackled in one of our previous episodes on the series, and in fact this album, Toca Tango, even the name of the album, many tango people will recognize that word, Toca Tango. It is a very popular milonga candombe song that they play during the milongas. But this one, Ese Carnaval, it's a new song for me. It's very, very reminiscent of the candombe, as he even mentions it in the lyrics, of the candombe style, of the African also contribution to carnival, which we see most obviously in the Rio de Janeiro carnival, no? So something to look forward to soon in a few weeks' time in February of next year. To come to the end, we're coming to the end of this cavalcade, let's say, through carnival and festive songs related to tango. And we're coming, of course, to the end of our last episode of this third season, this last of the year, of Cafetín de Buenos Aires on Campus 103.7. And as always, it's been a pleasure to work with the very professional staff here for this season once again. And here I have to thank, of course, Marco Juice for the sound engineering all through the season. As always, he has become now a very, very well-read expert on tango music. He will be, let's say we are going to make him an honorary member of the tangero world, until we convince him and other people who are listening to come to Argentine tango lessons and evenings. So with that, let me come to the last vibrant song of this episode. It is Carnaval de Buenos Aires. It is by the Quinteto Tango Extremo. These are we're in modern world, of course. It's 2009. They are a Dutch ensemble of music professionals. They came together in the first decade of the years 2000, and they formed this group called the Quinteto Tango Extremo, where they melded jazz with tango, and they came up with quite a few nice albums. I don't see them any more recent, let's say, age than 2009. There's nothing more recent, it seems, from this group after that. But worth listening to for our last carnival song, Carnaval de Buenos Aires.
Thank you.
And on those notes from Carnaval de Buenos Aires, we went straight into our Cafetín de Buenos Aires with our wonderful Roberto Goyeneche for the last time this year and the last time in this third season of Cafetín de Buenos Aires, together with Marca Jews, Karen Mikalev-Schwirep, saying Happy New Year to all our listeners and ciao.
Que solo fue después viviendo igual al mío, como una escuela de todas las cosas. Y sabe, muchacho, pediste entre asombros el cigarrillo, la fe en mis sueños y una esperanza de amor. ¿Cómo olvidarte en esta casa?